Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Hi, welcome to Locked On Warriors. This is Grant Lifman.
And this is Drew Schiller.
And we are here to talk to you about the Warriors every single day.
Not every single day, Grant. That's a lie. It's five days a week.
The important ones, at least.
The important days, because the weekend... Well, the weekend's, like, more important. And we don't talk during the weekends.
We don't.
No.
So, Drew, do you know where I've been the last few days?
I do know where you've been. Right now, we are recording this on late Sunday night. Pretty late, because you've had yourself an eventful weekend. You were in Spokane, Washington at Hoops Fest. And you know who else was there?
Yes, my good friend Kevin Durant.
Yeah. So, did you see him?
I did not see him, unfortunately.
Okay.
I did not. But
why didn't you text him and see if he could hang out with you?
Unfortunately, he doesn't want to hang out with me like that. I don't know why. But it's such a cool scene out there. It was amazing. I've never done anything like it. If you've never had a chance to see it, HoopFest is a 3-on-3 tournament, and it takes over all of Spokane, and it's just fascinating to watch and play in. And I think it was like 8,000 teams or something. It was just crazy.
So it's a 3-on-3 tournament. It's on outdoor courts.
Yes, the whole city is just outdoor courts.
And how did your team do?
Well, my team was Team Butter, and it was myself, Emily, who's a sharpshooter, Rich, who's just he's the LeBron of HoopFest.
And were you?
And I'm the complimentary piece, you know.
Right. Yeah,
I'm the glue guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
That was the worst.
Your uniforms are sweet, though. You tweeted out a picture.
Yeah. Oh, is this where we drop our Twitter handle?
This is where you do it right now. Shameless plug. Go.
GLIFF, both as in Frank, M as in Mary, A, and then 2 N's as in Nancy. And Drew, you do yours.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Drew Schiller, and my Twitter handle is @DrewSchiller. No C in the last name. You know the drill by now.
That was awesome. Well done.
Okay, so how many games did you win? How many did you lose?
We went 3-2. We lost, I guess it'd be the semis. I don't know, but it was awesome. Really cool. There's so many different areas you can be in. We were the co-ed, like 6 feet tall group or something. I don't know. It was great.
Did you get dunked on ever?
No one dunked on me. Not
okay.
in one time.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, I played well.
How was your jumper on the outdoor courts?
It was pretty sweet. It was butter, as our team would call it.
Yeah, you didn't win though.
Yeah, I know. I probably let the team down. Let's not get too far into it. But more importantly, let's talk about Kevin Durant here for a second.
Well, yeah.
How about that cupcake hat he had on the other day?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I love it.
What was on top of the cupcake?
I believe a ring of some kind?
Yes, it was. Usually it's a cherry on top, which is what the shirts in Oklahoma City had. But he went ahead and put a ring on the cupcake, which was pretty clever. I think it's pretty awesome.
I love it.
Nice little substitution. And we saw the hat because if you are unaware that Kevin Durant has a YouTube channel now, then number one, where have you been? Number two,
right.
You should go check out his YouTube channel. They posted like a 14-minute behind-the-scenes video at JaVale McGee's celebrity softball game for Jug Life Charity. And that's when we saw... the hat for the first time. By the way, that video also it highlights that Kevin Durant can't really swing a baseball bat.
Yeah, no, that's not his forte, let's say.
No, there was a moment when they were doing the little home run derby and he swung and missed on 3 straight pitches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
that looked like
look.
Me out there.
So you're not good at basketball or swinging a baseball bat?
No, okay. I can swing a little bit of a baseball bat.
You know who can swing? Andre Iguodala.
I didn't see it.
So he goes up to the plate and he the first pitch goes up and he like swings and misses by like 20 feet, like intentionally trying to be terrible. And then he actually tries on his first pitch and just crushes one and drops the bat and just walks out of the batter's box. Like it was You know I hate the word, so I'll let you say it. But he had a lot of...
swagger.
Correct.
Swag.
Correct.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's my word.
Yeah,
that's
my word. I'm mad that like I was going to possibly say it.
No, you would never.
I was kind of going down that track. But so anyway, JaVale McGee, since we talked about his softball game, and Kevin Durant being there in attendance and showing support, it brings me back to a quote from a couple weeks ago that we actually didn't talk about on our very first podcast. And that was Kevin Durant talking about JaVale McGee and how good of a teammate he is.
Yes.
Durant joined Bill Simmons on the Bill Simmons podcast, and he was asked about JaVale, and this is Kevin Durant's quote. He's an unbelievable teammate. He brought everybody together. He's the reason why we're so tight. His spirit, his open spirit, he's just always in a good mood, just his own person, and everybody kind of gravitates to it. He was friends with everybody in a different way. A lot of people don't know that, end quote. Grant, your reaction.
Well, the first thing that I think about is, you know, you hear, and this was talked about during the season as well. You
McAdoo.
Hear about his, you hear about his reputation forever, by the way. And it's just, you know, everyone called him, I don't know, a cancer to their team, right? He was just, but every player, every teammate, every coach has said how much they love JaVale McGee and how much he loved his time here. So it begs the question, Drew, what percentage are you giving a chance that he comes back to the Warriors?
It's actually funny. Right as you asked me that, I was looking up Bobby Marks' breakdown of the Warriors' salary cap situation and the amount of money that they can offer JaVale. And I'm pretty sure that, A, they could offer him the taxpayer mid-level exception, which would be like $5.2 million.
Okay.
Or he can get just a raise of like 120%, and I believe he could get $2.5 million, which would be the veteran minimum, like $2.5 million for him. So based on the fact that they can get him at one of those, I think he's back. I would say it's a 75% chance that he comes back.
Do you think he's our starting center next year?
Oh, wow. Coming out hot. Do I think that
Here's our thing. I say no.
I say he's not the starting center. But I do think he's back, and I think that he's going to play a pretty similar role to last year, if not actually be an even bigger role player.
Right, even bigger contributor. So let's say Zaza does come back. We don't know about Zaza yet. Let's say he does, though, okay?
Okay.
You'd have Zaza and JaVale, and then I think the Warriors are trying to bank on the fact that maybe Damian Jones and Jordan Bell can kind of take the rest.
Yeah.
We also don't know what David West is going to do, and David West also played a little center this year as well.
Right. No, so, I mean, it really is crazy to think about how much depth the Warriors could have at that position.
Yeah. And you always think, you know, that's going to be the turnstile place on the team, but if Damian Jones, for instance, steps up, the Warriors are going to be very limited in terms of their holes on the team because he's locked in for what, another 4 years?
Another 3 years.
Right. But okay. Still, that's crazy.
So I'm pulling up this article right now. So yeah, JaVale, I was right. They could give him either $2.5 million or they could use the $5.2 million tax mid-level exception. Now, maybe they do not bring JaVale back if they end up re-signing both Andre and Sean.
Right.
Maybe at that point they say, well, actually giving JaVale 5.2 is more like giving him 8 or 9 based on the luxury tax, or giving the 2.5 is more like actually double that. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, JaVale
well, is that you assuming that Zaza is there then? Because, what, you can't go into the season with Damian Jones and Jordan Bell being your only, you know, true – or I guess Jordan Bell is not a true center, but
well,
what are you saying?
He's going to be a center with the Warriors.
Yeah, so what are you trying to say then? Are you saying that if JaVale isn't there, or what about Zaza? What about – you know, I don't know. They're not going to go into the season without any vet as a center. I think they need at least two.
Agreed. Okay, put it this way. Out of JaVale McGee, David West, and Zaza Pachulia, I would say that two of the three will be back.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
Who won't be back at this point, I really don't know. My guess is that Zaza ends up moving on.
Really?
That's my guess.
Well, in terms of the price point, Zaza and David West would be the best cap figures, because I think both of them are willing to accept the very bare minimum to stay with this team if they did. JaVale is the one that has a chance to get a bigger earning potential, but he seems really happy with the team too. So you just don't know.
You don't know. And you don't know. Right now, the Warriors, you know, they care about those three guys. They want to get at least a couple of them back. But right now, it's about Iguodala and Livingston. That's priority number one and priority number two, no doubt about it.
So how about just, I have to mention this. So there's rumors that came out today about this Kevin Love trade, that three-way trade that would land Paul George on the Cavs. And then they start talking about Melo and all these different pieces. But most importantly, I was thinking about Paul George on the Cavs, and people were wondering how well they could play together. And I think what people are forgetting was when LeBron was off the court, how bad the Cavs were. And what Paul George would let them do is actually have another superstar on the court, so they wouldn't fall off like that and give LeBron more rest. At the same time, though, if they take Kevin Love off that team, who's going to rebound?
LeBron, Paul George, and Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, but that's probably the worst rebounding team in the league then.
I would – okay, I'm just going to say this. If the Cavs end up swapping Kevin Love for Paul George and everything else stays pretty equal,
they're better.
They're better.
Easily better. They're better. But that's on offense, they're better.
They're better defensively as well.
Yeah, maybe guarding wings, but on the boards, they'd be trash.
They would be able to match up better against the Warriors, and therefore they'd be better. Plain and simple. You figure out the other little details later on. If the Cavs get Paul George, they become a better basketball team.
Does Kyrie become the third option in that offense? Because they don't share the ball like a Warriors team. You know, everyone says it's a one ball thing. Well, that actually applies to the Cavs because they don't actually share the ball like the Warriors.
Yeah, they would have to stagger their rotations, and they'd have to figure – I mean, it would definitely be – there would be some growing pains there for sure, and they would have to figure that out. But
do they have the time to do that, and do they expect Paul George to
first of all, Paul George is not going to the Cavs. He's not. By the way, the report that came out –
Was from Mark Stein.
Yeah, it was from Mark Stein, and he's as good as it gets. But basically, the report was simply that the Cavs, the Nuggets, and the Pacers had a discussion.
Right.
And then Joe Varden of Cleveland.com, I saw him tweet that it wasn't serious at all. So
everyone's had a discussion about something. So.
Exactly. I mean, Brian Windhorst, I believe it was on late last week, Thursday or Friday, he said that the Cavs are not getting Jimmy Butler or Paul George. Obviously, they're not getting Jimmy Butler.
Right.
And I'd be shocked if Paul George
I'm with you on that.
Other thing that we want to discuss before we go is going back to last Friday, Jordan Bell's press conference.
Yes.
And the hilarious kind of double story that was told. It started out with Bob Myers explaining that Draymond Green was not happy with the Warriors general manager when Draymond found out that the Warriors bought the pick. Draymond found out on the internet, and he did not like that, and he texted Bob Myers and used many expletives.
Yeah, but you know, you set it up there as if Draymond Green was mad that they made that pick. No, it was the opposite. He was so happy they made that pick, he was mad that he didn't find out until the internet told him.
Correct. I was getting to that, but I'm sorry
You misled everyone who's listening right now.
Excuse me. But yes, Draymond felt like he wanted to be in the know. And he was not in the know. He's not at all upset about the pick because Jordan Bell and Draymond Green are going to be boys. And the second part of that story is that Draymond, in his text to Bob Myers, demanded that Bob Myers give Draymond Jordan Bell's cell phone number.
Yes.
So that way Draymond could reach out to Jordan Bell. So Draymond, and this is now Jordan Bell explaining this story to the media, which was very funny. So Draymond FaceTimes Bell, who doesn't answer it because he said he was celebrating with his friends. He texts Draymond and says, "Who is this?" Draymond then like calls him back or FaceTimes him back and says, "Yo, I called you." Or what is it? What's the story? It's right in front of my face. So he FaceTimed me, and I was with my friends celebrating. I texted the number back, and I was like, "Who is this?" And then he didn't reply, so I called the number, and I was like, "Yo, who is this?" And then he was like, "Yo, I FaceTimed you. Hang up right now. FaceTime me back. Don't call." So I was like, "Yeah, you're right." So I hung up, and I FaceTimed him, and he didn't answer. And I was like, "All right." I was like, I should wait a couple seconds. And I waited like 5 seconds and I called him back on FaceTime. He was like, yo, enjoy this night, celebrate it. It only happens once. But after this night, we have to get back to work. We trying to get rings over here. So be ready for it. Boom.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's why Draymond Green's the best. That's why we love him on our team.
Yes.
The excitement that Jordan Bell has right now is the guy's excited to fight with the Warriors. That's why he's excited to be Draymond Green. So let's go.
A couple other things real quick. We won't spend much time on them. Klay Thompson missing like 5 360 dunks.
Yeah, that's so
in
funny.
China. Absolutely hilarious.
It's so funny. I love that. And then Zaza Pachulia wrote on his Instagram saying, how about that 360 dunk or whatever?
Yeah, because Klay posted something on Instagram thanking all the fans for coming out and seeing him. And Zaza leaves that comment. And they just have a wonderful little relationship, those two, huh?
They do.
Who would have thought? What a
combo.
Peculiar combo.
Hey, do you say a Pachulia?
I said Pachulia. Yeah, that was good. Little play on words there.
Hey.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well, Grant, people are listening to this on Monday morning or Monday afternoon, and on Monday night is the first ever NBA awards show. You already know how I feel about it. I think it's ridiculous. Yeah. I think you actually like the show.
I don't like the awards show. I just like when they're announcing it.
We usually agree on stuff, but we completely disagree on this one.
We do.
And that's okay. But it'll be really fun to talk to everybody on Tuesday when we discuss all of the winners and losers and break down the award show.
Yes, I'm actually really excited because I'm hoping and praying that Draymond gets a Defensive Player of the Year. That I would be sick to my stomach if he doesn't.
He's going to win Defensive Player of the Year. Iguodala is not going to win Sixth Man of the Year.
Yeah, I doubt he will too, but hey.
Perfect.
Let's do it.
All right, well, everyone have a good Monday, and we will talk to you on Tuesday morning.
All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye.